Joshua. Chapter 5. And it came to pass when all the kings of the Amorites, who were beyond the Jordan westward, and all the kings of the Canaanites, who were by the sea, heard that Jehovah had dried up the waters of the Jordan from before the children of Israel, until they had passed over, that their heart melted, and there was no spirit in them any more, because of the children of Israel. At that time Jehovah said to Joshua, Make thee stone knives, and circumcise again the children of Israel the second time. And Joshua made him stone knives, and circumcised the children of Israel at the hill of Araloth. And this is the cause why Joshua circumcised them, all the people that had come out of Egypt, the males, all the men of war, had died in the wilderness on the way, after they came out of Egypt. For all the people that came out were circumcised, but all the people that were born in the wilderness on the way, after they came out of Egypt, them had they not circumcised. For the children of Israel had walked 40 years in the wilderness, till the whole nation of men of war had perished who had come out of Egypt, who had not hearkened to the voice of Jehovah, to whom Jehovah had sworn that he would not show them the land which Jehovah had sworn unto their fathers that he would give us, a land flowing with milk and honey. And their sons whom he raised up in their stead, them Joshua circumcised, for they were uncircumcised, because they had not circumcised them on the way. And it came to pass when the whole nation had finished being circumcised, that they abode in their place in the camp till they were whole. And Jehovah said to Joshua, This day have I rolled away the reproach of Egypt from off you. And the name of the place was called Gilgal to this day. And the children of Israel encamped in Gilgal, and held the Passover on the 14th day of the month, at even, in the plains of Jericho. And they ate of the old corn of the land on the morrow after the Passover, and leavened loaves, and roasted corn on that same day. And the manna ceased on the morrow, when they had eaten of the old corn of the land, and there was no more manna for the children of Israel. And they ate of the produce of the land of Canaan that year. And it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho, that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man before him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went to him, and said to him, Art thou for us, or for our enemies? And he said, No, for as captain of the army of Jehovah am I now come. Then Joshua fell upon his face to the earth, and worshipped, and said to him, What saith my Lord unto his servant? And the captain of Jehovah's army said to Joshua, Loose thy sandal from off thy foot, for the place whereon thou standest is holy. And Joshua did so.